Smoking Burnout Smoke Shop.
Your friendly neighborhood Smoking Burnouts are here to provide the best vape or smoke experience at the best price. Smoking Burnout supports local glassmakers and offers all the Deltas, Kratom, and so much more. Check them out at smokingburnouts.com. Sign up for their email list and save 20% every month. Visit online now to save 20% in-store at their five locations, including the newest spot at North 183 by the Dollhouse.
101X, Morning X News, headlines. We misinterpret the news so you don't have to. Morning X headlines brought to you by Pants. And topping all important adult news, Emily.
Yes.
How old were you when you made your first adult purchase?
Can you define adult purchase?
Boring, I believe, is the qualifier. Like a vacuum cleaner or a washing machine or something of that nature.
Oh.
Let me tell you right off the bat, spoiler alert, it should have been when you were 22, according to a new study that says, yeah, that's the average age, which makes sense because
that's about right.
Living out on their own, buying their first place, doing all sorts of those things.
Yeah. That seems about right, because I remember I moved into my apartment, the one that I'm in now, about 2 years. So I guess I was more of like late 21.
Look at you.
Late 21. Well, that was only because I had a psycho roommate and I had to move out earlier.
Like in college?
My last semester of college, I had a psycho roommate, so I had to...
Oh, well, that's what you're supposed to do.
It was really bad.
It's like, you know, you take an elective, get some PE courses, and have a psychotic roommate.
Yeah, I thought I was going to get out of it because it was my last semester of college, and I was like, I went all 4 years without having... Nope. Last semester, couldn't handle it, so I had to move out early, and so I graduated a couple weeks after moving into this new adult apartment. Mm-hmm. But... Let me tell you.
Adult apartment in the part of town where it's all just college kids renting houses and apartments, right?
Not all.
Okay.
There's a lot of moms pushing around strollers with babies in them.
All right, good.
Okay.
Good.
Hey.
Good.
I am not one of those moms pushing babies in strollers, but I can watch it. I can watch it and be like,
thank
God,
that's not me. Stay tuned for Lucy updates. We have that.
Oh, yeah, Lucy. But no, my first adult purchase was probably a rug.
Like a fun rug or just like a generic rug, underneath your coffee table and living room type rug?
Oh, it was, yeah. It's in my living room. It's fun. Mm-hmm. I think it's fun. It has a lot of shapes and colors, and it's mid-century modern.
I was talking about Emily off air. She got offended because I asked her if it was like a SpongeBob rug.
Yeah, he was like, is this
SpongeBob? Like, I would buy...
I'm not 12.
Heavily into anime and things. You love SpongeBob. You're
like,
always making these secret SpongeBob references that you're sneaking
SpongeBob
to the show.
SpongeBob is just a part. You know how you guys make all these references to your weird 80s stuff? That's my weird 80s stuff. SpongeBob.
Oh, that's your DuckTales.
I watch DuckTales too. I watch Land Before Time. What are you talking about?
If you're about to tell me it's the new DuckTales, we're
going
to be in a
fight.
No,
it's not the new DuckTales.
My first adult purchase was when I was, I guess, 21. And I don't know if this counts. You tell me, listeners. And also, let us know at 101X, Morning X, what was your first adult purchase and when did you do it? Mine was that I paid off college with my dead dad money at 21.
Oh, so, congratulations.
Yeah,
that's pretty great. Well, not really.
Thanks.
Great. And, well, at least you only have one burden in your life.
Never thought I'd do this for me. No, it's fine. It's been a long time. I'm over it. And yeah, no, that was like one of the greatest things. Like, my life would have been ruined if I had to pay college debt. I don't know how you kids do it. I would walk away from it and just say, whatever, come get me.
Come on and find me.
University credit union or whatever.
The police.
I also bought a car at 18.
Oh, I still haven't bought a car yet.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. I saw him on the same car that
I had
since high school.
There's how many times I can push this drop. And I'm already at two, okay? I'm already at two. You got to...
I could just start saying it. I'm 23, guys.
Thanks.
There you go.
But, I mean, that was... My dad basically did everything. Like, he went to the bank and walked me through the loan and all that stuff. So I didn't really make that purchase. So, yeah, I think it was, you know, like I said, paying off college and student debt was a huge deal. I paid off my car as well. My car loan is that... and then I blew the rest of it on CDs at Best Buy, because that's what the thing you used to do is go buy CDs at Best Buy.
I still do that. Why? You keep trying to age me. It's not working.
I'm trying to age me. What are you talking about?
I was very surprised about how expensive rugs were.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Oh, yeah.
Like, literally, why? What is the... Like, everything is just made in a factory. It's not like I'm getting some handmade woven, you know, like rug from
Look,
from
do you know how much those,
Taiwan.
Those little kids with their tiny hands charging you to do? All right, let's do it real quick. How much was this expensive wrong. Adult wrong? Nope, that's the wrong thing.
let's see.
That's fine. That didn't swear.
Bob Barker reminded
okay,
you.
Okay, you know what?
You know, just it's fine. Just tell you. So now I don't think it's that expensive because, you know, as a 23-year-old, I'm a lot more mature than I was at 21, especially my buying purchases. So it was a hefty $97.
That is actually, that's, I'm going to give it to you, Emily.
Yeah? It's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
I mean, I know you can now get rugs that are like $200 or
But still, as
whatever.
A 22-year-old paying that much, $100
yeah,
anything,
for something I step on? Are you serious?
I mean, that might have ruined you.
That's
that
ridiculous.
That destroyed everything for
I
you.
Had, and I just moved in. I had nothing except for a rug in my apartment. So I slept on a rug for nights.
All right, look, I know that me and Emily are crushing it right now. We're killing it. No mistakes whatsoever. You guys are causing traffic jams because you're listening to us in your cars.
Yeah, we're so funny.
Which is why I don't even think that we need him. I think we should send him home. But we have the great, hilarious Doug Millard with us in studio.
Hey, guys.
What's coming to bail us out. Doug, we were just talking about your first adult purchase. Mine was paying, using my dead dad money, as I like to call it, my inheritance, to pay off student loans. Emily bought a rug. Do you have anything?
Yeah, very different.
I used your dead dad money to get a gun.
Oh! Nice!
Does that count?
I'm glad you could do that before I blew it all on stupid Jaeger bombs and CDs. Because like after I paid off my student loans, I paid off my car payment, and then I just blew it on stupid stuff because I was in college. I was 21 at the time. And yeah, I bought a bunch of CDs from Best Buy, and I forgot that it was literally just because they had a cute cashier girl. I think one of the listeners, Matt Mark, tweeted at us that his first big purchase was a 65-inch TV when he was 19, paid around $1,000, but because his girlfriend worked at Best Buy, so he got a huge discount.
And that's the end.
Mark, if it was the one, it's the San Marcos Best Buy. That cashier, good job, buddy. She was smoking. And I bought so many CDs just to go in there and talk to her. And I remember, like, eventually she finally, like, realized it and was like, oh, you know, there was, like, a little kind of some flirtations back. But I have, like, hover hands, but just with every interaction with women.
Yeah.
I could tell there was the opportunity for me to be like, hey, let's go grab a drink or something. Dollar margaritas at that one train station for on Wednesdays or something like that. And then I didn't do it. But I kept going back and buying more CDs because, like, eventually maybe I'll do this.
God.
And so she was just like, oh, you again? Okay. And then it was just like, you know, she's like, hey, thanks for the bonus because you're buying so, like, I'm getting so much in commission off of you. And so, yeah.
I can just imagine you just hoping that she was going to say something about one of the artists.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, like, you pulled out something prestigious. And you were like, oh, man, I really hope she says something about my Nirvana album. Like, this one's the best one. Look. Like, I just know that you were waiting on that.
You know what? Honestly, it was like an Alkaline Trio CD I remember doing, Perfect Circle. Like, bands that I had no idea, but they were just like on New and Fresh. And I was like, maybe she'll think I'm cool if I buy this CD.
Oh, yeah, man. You're new and fresh.
Didn't work.
Poor young Nick.
But you know what? That's fine, because all of that incel stuff has fueled my rage, and we are going to combine it with some Dear Redacted and try to just overload, turn up to 11, Dear Redacted, powered by the incel rage. That's next.
Nick Costa gets butt hurt.
Sorry, fix that. Oh well. Dear Redacted! One job, and it's not that. Okay. Going great. Okay, let's just dive into this.
Doing
Dear
good,
Redacted!
Buddy.
Will you stop gatekeeping your friends' vaginas from me?
I'm sorry? What?
Emily just outed herself. Yeah, it's Emily. And if you're new to the show, Emily is our new young friend. She's 23 years old, which means she has lots of young, supple 23-year-old friends.
God, please.
Whoa,
never
where's
say
this going?
That. Please never
I'm leaning into it.
Supple next to my friend.
They're just so taut.
You sound like my mechanic.
I'd love to get at her torque burger. And I do mostly 99% as a joke, but also, you know, like if they say interested, say yes, I'm constantly hitting on them. And I would like to officially apologize and tell you that if it's super creepy, I won't stop, but I will acknowledge that I'm being creepy. But here's my thing.
Okay.
Is that you're constantly
yourself.
You're constantly
He's
just
gaslighting.
I'm like, hey, this friend who you went to go to this thing with, this one, tell her I'm on the radio. That's my go-to thing. It's like anytime someone's like, oh yeah, I got a friend, like, tell him I'm on the radio. You know, maybe that'll work. More it'll work. It has a greater chance than just like my personality or looks of getting me a girl. And Emily is constantly just being like, nope, not going to do it. And I'm like, hey, at least like, you know, just be like, hey, by the way, here's Nick.
That was the saddest introduction.
I don't know.
Like, here you go.
Anyway, here's this guy.
You think that'll work?
It's like if somebody one of my friends is like, hey, do you know what would make a great radio bit is if I came on the show and I did this. I talked about this thing or that or, you know, whatever. And I'm like, no, it's a terrible idea. But I will at least like pitch it to Jason and be like, I could do this. We could do that. And he's like, he gives me that look and he's like, no, you're stupid. And I go on. But like, that's all I'm asking for.
Yeah.
Let them turn me down, okay?
Okay. Don't let me be the barrier.
Why do you hate love, Emily?
You just want Emily to pitch you to her supple friends.
Yeah. I mean, look, I just want her to tell them that I don't know what I want. I don't know what I want.
Yeah, what is the end goal here? Because like dating and friends, like mixing, intertwining those things and workplace, those are all red flags. You don't do that, first of all.
No, I would. I would never date somebody at work. That's terrible. That's awkward. But they're friends. Hell yeah, that's freaking.
Well, you come in here, you break her friend's supple heart.
Yeah, my friend's supple young 20 whatever.
Taut heart.
Okay, you know what?
Heart.
Real talk. Once upon a time, my one long term serious relationship was with a girl who was much younger than me, 10 years to be exact, and it was long enough ago that we celebrated her 21st birthday together. And I left her in so much better condition than when I started, okay? I turned that girl into an adult. Now this is getting...
I was about to say, maybe that's just a natural thing when you, like, are a child that turns into an adult.
But for real, though, like, you know, people say, like, oh, you can't date an older guy because they'll just corrupt you and they'll, you know, mess with your brain. Your brain is still...
Depends on how much older.
Malleable and things like that. And I'm saying, like, no, like, that is true. That's a red flag. I honestly don't understand why the universe hasn't turned on Leonardo DiCaprio yet. I guess it's because nobody cares if they're models. If you're running a young 20-year-old. But, like, I'm not that, okay? Mm-hmm. If anything... I'm worried that she's going to be, like, too advanced and mature for me.
Oh.
I will say, women are about 10 years ahead, so that checks out for
Obviously,
sure.
Obviously, you know me, and the fact that I can get along with you and Jason, and I'm only, what, 23? Mm-hmm. I'm on the same maturity. I'm probably a little ahead, I'll be completely
for sure.
honest.
You are definitely.
I've barely known you 100%.
to be clear, we're meeting in the middle, okay?
Okay.
We're immature, you're more mature.
Yeah.
But the point is like, it sounds creepy, and like I said, I can hear it right
As
now,
your friend, I'm not trying to help you out.
I'm regretting doing this.
I am sorry.
But just, like, if that's your concern, is that, oh, Nick is just in this because he's, you know, hit it and quit it or something, like that's not it. That's not it.
I think I'm more concerned about, not about you breaking their hearts, but... A lot of my friends are really mean to men.
Whoa.
Okay, see, but also...
You're into that.
Kind of, yeah.
Okay,
I told you.
You want your heart to be broken and crushed
and all of the above. And I feel bad because occasionally people do slide into my DMs and things of that nature, like listeners and stuff, and I'm always like, no, your expectations of me are too high. Mm-hmm. Okay, you're too impressed by Nick on the radio, which is, I know, hard. Longtime listeners be like, really? I don't believe you, Nick, but that happens. It happens occasionally. And it's like, no, like, I need somebody who is like barely like, okay, I guess.
Expectations low?
Well, I need somebody who's going to date me just for the free dinner. And then they're like, you know what? He's not terrible at kissing and other things. Worse. if I put up with this for another 3 months, I'll get South by Southwest badges or something.
So you
want to
be a sugar daddy?
No, I can't be a sugar daddy. Cause
Are you sure?
He spent all that inheritance money on CDs.
If there's a sugar baby who wants $20 Pluckers gift cards and free concert tickets, yes, by all means, let's do this. You want 101X koozies? I got them at the wazoo.
So you're looking for me.
Oh.
Is it done? Are we? I mean, you're happily married,
I don't
right?
think you're his type.
Yeah, I guess my wife wouldn't love this.
See, also, again, Doug likes me too much, I assume, I think.
Yeah.
Don't tell me.
Okay.
Then that might make this uncomfortable. The chemistry, the heat, we won't be able to do a good show because we'll just be...
I mean, lucky for you, I have a lot of friends, so you have options. I've only been here for how many months? Like 5 months?
Yeah.
You've got time, hopefully.
Okay, well.
You've got time.
Tell you what I've got is I'm going to Etchy Expo next weekend, and so yeah, we're gonna,
you'll get to meet my friends there.
Oh, hopefully one wearing whips and chains and things. Yeah. Did I make it weird? My bad, guys. Yeah. My bad. Hey, more fun stories with Doug and Emily next. I'll tone it down. Sorry. Cam Cameo is a fun game we like to play. It's Nick, Emily,
hey,
and our friend Doug Millard.
Famous comedian.
Super, I was about to say, I'm just going to stick comedian. With friends. I have it. He's just our friend. I don't insult him by assigning a level of his comedian-ness. But Cameo is a fun game that we play for all, where it's a service where all levels of celebrity, whether they are local, famous, or just friendly, unless your name is Jason Dick, you can get signed up on Cameo. And then everybody, what we're going to do is we're going to make you guess what these people are charging.
Ooh.
And it's Doug versus Emily.
We're
ready. On behalf of the listeners, a $20 Pluckers gift card to the winner. Emily, you are playing on behalf of April. Doug, you've got Nikki.
All right.
April, I may win.
Nikki, you have no chance.
Not true. You have not played
a very random game because you never know what these people are charging.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah,
and there's the most random celebrities on Cameo.
Oh, crazy.
Like, they, you know, somebody that was in the background of The Walking Dead like once and became like a meme for a week.
Doug, you have a Insta famous pet.
Yeah, I could put our dog on there.
You should do it, dude.
They have animals on there.
Oh,
Fiona
my
the
God.
Hippo is raking it in, okay? That octopus that picks World Cups matches, crushing it on Cameo. Right behind the
oh, my God.
The
this
guy
poor
from the
octopus.
I don't know if it's really doing it, but Fiona the Hippo, real Cameo person. But I'm going to give you a celebrity on Cameo. Emily is going to write down her answer. Doug, you can just say mine or write it down however you want. But yeah, whoever's closest to the pin after three wins the game. And hopefully there's not a tie. Number one, our first one, is Kenny James, which you may not recognize. But when I tell you that he is Nintendo's voice of Bowser, ready to amuse your friends or family during this time of no conventions, special occasions, or just because, just remember, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, Kenny James, voice actor, Bowser. How much is he charging for a Cameo?
Doesn't Bowser just roar?
But somebody's got to do that.
I guess different
somebody's
pitches?
Do that.
Oh, my goodness.
And
okay, a Cameo from him.
Cameo.
I think I got it.
Bowser. Yeah, let me know when you guys are ready.
Okay.
If it's before I find the Jeopardy music.
God, that's so weird.
There it is.
Oh, my God. Bowser.
Bowser.
Bowser. Do you have a favorite Mario game?
I mean, Mario Kart, I would say.
Oh,
nice.
Me too.
It's gotta be. I guess the old school.
Super Nintendo?
Yeah.
Super Nintendo.
I mean, I was there for that, but Double Dash is my jam. Double Dash. Emily, you got an answer for Kenny James?
I do.
Voice of Nintendo's Bowser.
I do. I don't think I know him as any other voices that might be also famous, so I'm just thinking in Bowser terms. I said $75.
Okay, Bowser terms.
Yeah, in Bowser terms.
Doug.
I went for $40.
Oh.
$40.
Tell you what, Doug gets to reach into Bowser's pockets and pull it out because $40 exactly.
Oh, whoa. What?
Yes.
Wow.
Congratulations.
That's impressive. Oh,
my heart is racing.
It's like you wanted him to make you a Cameo before.
Yeah, I've
right?
used him several times. I was just playing dumb.
I like that because, yeah, I mean, I know that he just is going to talk and then he'll talk in his normal voice and then he'll just do like some Bowser growls, but I want just Bowser. I want to buy a Cameo for Emily where it's just like,
yeah,
and that's all she gets.
You can put subtitles at the bottom, like translating.
I just want to send you
happy
an out
birthday.
Of context Bowser growl. That's all I want.
Okay.
All right. Good job, Doug, so far. Cedric the Entertainer is our second contestant. Actor, comedian, the original Kings of Comedy. This says actor, producer, Kang of Comedy, star of the CBS comedy The Neighborhood. Email saidthee@gmail.com.
Ooh, that's a tough one.
Or go through Cameo.
Cedric the Entertainer.
Cedric the Entertainer.
Cedric the Entertainer. Mm-hmm. Very entertaining. His name is Cedric. That's fancy. That's already fancy.
Not very Cedric either. entertaining.
Oh, God. Oh, God. What's up, Nikki? Nikki, I'm getting nervous for you. What's going to happen? You may not get your pluckers down.
Pluckers is what Doug just said. Pluckers.
Yeah, pluckers. Pluckers
gift card
sure.
is our prize. All right. Do you guys have answers yet?
I think you got it.
Okay. I got one.
Okay. Emily, hit me with your answer.
Okay.
Cedric the Entertainer.
So entertaining, this is a good entertaining number. 130.
Okay.
130.
Well, I want to ask why that makes it entertaining, but I have no time. Doug.
I went 500.
Wow. You went very entertaining.
Split the difference. $250.
Wow.
Only $250.
So what's the score like? What am I up against with Doug?
That helps you out.
Oh, thank
you
God.
Are now, you're off by 155. Doug is off by 250.
Ooh,
but he
close.
Does have the perfecto. So, moral points. You're right on with Bowser.
Oh, okay. I get moral points. That's always
yeah,
good.
Yeah, 95
never
off.
Never gotten moral
95
points.
Off. So, you have to make up $95 on this last one, oof. Which is Sean Spicer. Spicer, former White House
God.
Press Secretary Sean Spicer.
What? Okay.
I will tell you that he appears to be doing this for charity for the Pancreatic Cancer Action Network. So, good job. How much for a cameo for
That's
charity?
Such a boring cameo. I mean,
Sean
sorry.
God.
Charity's great. Charity's great. That's not what I mean. But like, that's
you hate charity.
Do not put that down. No, I love charity, but I don't want any government official in my cameos. I just buy drag queen cameos. That's more fun.
I mean, like, if I can just spend money and say, hey, just tell me some good Trump stories. You know,
oh God!
Don't tell happy birthday to everybody. You know, whatever. Just give me the deets.
Yeah.
You guys ready?
Yeah, I think
yeah.
so.
All right, Sean Spicer cameo for charity. How much, Emily?
I went with an easy 100.
Oh, I did the same thing. So what do we do now?
You went $100 exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's bad news, Doug. Because.
Prophecy came true.
I'm sorry, I was a little
demolished.
Too aggressive.
Yeah. I really want you to change an answer, Doug, because you're our guest, and I've insulted you numerous times.
How much was it?
Oh, $199.
Wow. $199.
Almost
$200.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, that might have done it. Tell you what, sorry, Nikki, Doug let you down, but we have another chance at a Pluckers gift card coming up to the show. Stay tuned.
You're welcome, April.
Next, we're going to do news. And Doug, if I asked you how much money I would have to give you for you to dig into a house full of cockroach poop, think of an answer. We'll talk next.
Ooh. The Morning X, 6 to 10. Alternative Rock all day.